I welcome each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. This is Take the Limits Off of God Thursday. God is ready to do some supernatural things in your life, so allow him to this morning. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton over to my sister, Minister Robin. At this time, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Tiffany?
Loud and clear, the baton is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Good morning to everyone. God bless you. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and as she said, we are taking the limits off of God, and we welcome you to the Master's Call, to this awesome call that our Father has given us. The Master's Call is a mighty call, and it was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Drs. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a mission statement that we stand on, and you know, our mission statement tells us that we are to be enriched, we are to be enhanced, and we are to be empowered believers as we start our day. There are no limits on God. We come to him first and foremost in the morning. We seek his kingdom, his way of doing things. And when we do that, we know that everything else is going to be done in our lives according to his will, his plan, and his purpose. We also have a scripture that we stand on, and you can find our scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Praise God. Each and every one of you on this call, our TMC family, we are glad that you are here. And we are here Monday through Friday, and we start at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Send us your praise reports. And thank God, glory to God, for the praise report Sister Ruchi just told us about her aunt. And send us your prayer requests. If you want us to pray for you, we have some mighty women of God. We believe in God for men coming into this family and praying, because we know that prayer works. Our God is faithful, and we want you to send us those prayer reports, those praise reports and those prayer requests, and send them again to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and either myself as the prayer general or Dr. Vanessa will get back to you. Also, we have a website, and our website, every single message has been archived from day one, and you can go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, listen to the messages, share them with a friend, do some networking, invite other people to this call like Sister Joni has done, and let them know that we are here for them. And the thread that has brought many of us together, we are Artists International Distributors, and Artists International is a health and wellness company, and it is founded and owned by the Diaz de Leon family, and they are Christians. So that company is founded on a solid foundation, which is the Word, and we are global. We are throughout the United States and international. So if you're not a distributor, get back to the person that invited you to the call. They will be glad to share with you about our products, about our promotions that are going on. We have multipliers going on. We had an awesome call last night about our company and what's going on. One of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is the Artist International Ambassador. So there are a lot of exciting things going on in our company, and we would be glad to have you join us. So at this time, what I'm going to do is call Minister Benita to the line. Please come forward and open us up in prayer. Are you there, Minister Benita?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, sister, and God bless you.
Good morning, my sister, and praise God for you. Good morning, TMC family. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. as we bow our heads spiritually and physically, if you can. Good morning, Father God. We just thank you this morning for yet another day to shine in your light. We thank you, Father, for the deliverance. We thank you for keeping us last night, Father. We thank you for your grace that surpasses all our understanding. Father, we are just here to say we love you. The agape love, Father, that you have for us, Father, we share that. Father, we are standing here this morning ready to receive your word, and we are ready to hear the powerful message that your woman of God, LaShawn, will bring to us, Father. We are prepared to receive it, eat it, chew it, devour it, Father, as we continue to be better people in your life, Father. We love our co-founders and we cherish them, Father, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you, Father, to continue to feed into them as they pour into us, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they strengthen us, Father. We ask you to continue to guide them, Father, as they guide us, Father. And we want to make sure that you keep the Des de Leon family and Artists International, Father, covered as we move forward, this Christian-based company, Father. We all love and adore the fact that we can work in a Christian-based company, Father. We also just want to make sure, Satan, step behind ye. You have no place here. There will be no interference, and the word of God will move forward. Father God, we now ask you to cover this call in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for clearing the atmosphere and the airways for us. And at this time, TMC family, I am glad to bring to the line one of our very own, Minister LaShawn. She is one of our prayer intercessors. She is a mighty woman of God. She's a mommy of three beautiful children, and she, too, is an Artists International distributor. She's a travel consultant, and she loves the word of God. She enjoys public speaking, and first and foremost, she wants to make sure that there are no limits on God so he can continue doing what he is doing in her life. I love her, and I'm glad that I have the opportunity to know her, and at this time, I'm bringing forward Minister LaShawn. Are you there, mighty woman of God? No, I can't. Can you speak up a little bit louder, please?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister.
Amen. Good morning, TMC family. I would like to say thank you to the Father for blessing my tongue, my mind, and my heart. And I just ask that you decrease me and increase you in a mighty way so that your word is heard unhindered. Thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, as well as our TMC family. And I just want to say thank you for that awesome worship Wednesday that was held on the call yesterday. If you missed it for whatever reason, please go back to the archives and as well as the other messages that were that's on the archives. But yesterday was just so powerful and anointing. Amen. And I also want to say thank you so much for my sister friend, Minister Tiffany. Thank you for seating us this morning and reminding us all to take off the limits. Minister Robin, words cannot express my admiration for you. Thank you for hosting this mighty call. And my friend, Minister Benita, thank you. I touch and agree with you, and I know that this call will go unhindered. So good morning. God is trying to tell you something. Do not weep. Embrace your goals and dreams because God is trying to tell you something. Saints, he wants you to set goals and do good as a vessel on behalf of him. But how do you do this, you ask? Well, I'm going to give you a few steps. First, you must believe with all your heart, soul, mind, and fiber in your being that God can and will do anything that you ask him to, as long as you say in the name of Jesus and you have true belief and faith in his word. A dream is a goal that has not been planned, and a goal is a dream that has developed a focused, godly plan. So what is your goal? What is your dream? What are you doing about it? Are you one of those people that, like, say, I dream of becoming a missionary, or I dream of having a family, or I dream of whatever it is? Are you one of the ones that just visualize it and that's it and you leave it there? Or do you act upon it? Don't run out of time, saints, because God is trying to tell you something. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Many say, how do I create a goal to fulfill my dream? Or why is this very important? Just think of a person building a home. If there's no foundation, no planning, the house will sink. The same applies to setting godly goals. I shouldn't say, I'm going to have an agency that services children. Where are the specifics? What kind of population of children am I talking about? What are their ages? Where is this going to be? Why do I want to do this? When do I want to do this? And how is it going to happen? When you have many questions like this, chances are that goal will become unattainable because there is no direction and it may lead to failure. However, when you plant and plan your steps accordingly, hallelujah, because God is trying to tell you something, those goals, those dreams, that vision and purpose that is festering in your life will come to pass. First, create a statement of urgency, your purpose. What exactly is it that you would like to accomplish? If you need further education, pray in the name of Jesus that you'll get it. If you're seeking training or credentialing, it will be yours in the name of Jesus. If you're seeking education in your present position or elevation or seeking more experience, just know that God has your back. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. These steps are backed by the word because God is trying to tell you something. What do you want to do? What exactly is your dream? And then you ask yourself, what's stopping you from attaining this goal? Deal with your doubts. Imagine the Father placing his ever-loving arms around you. I really want you to close your eyes right now and feel this with me. Picture his blessings being poured upon you in the name of Jesus. Hear him say, my child, you can do this. Profess it. Know that you can do it. Tell yourself in the name of Jesus that you can do it. Say, I will. I can. I am going to do this. But what about my past? What about what was said about me? What about my defects, my learned insecurities, or the people, how they view me? Let it go. It is your past. Let it stay your past. You know, someone told me once, you can't go forward if you keep looking behind you. Amen? So don't worry about that. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for someone that is going to carry out his word and do it the way he wants you to do it. Amen? So leave all that alone. Who cares what people think about you? What matters most is what God thinks about you. So move on. Spread his word and serve his word. Be that minister in the marketplace that he is telling you to be, because God is trying to tell you something. There are no drugs, no crime, no gangs, no single motherhood, no divorcees, no theft, no adultery, no poor lifestyle, no nothing that God has not seen and forgiven. So stop that as a crutch. Get up and be that testimony, because, again, I am telling you, God is trying to tell you something. Dispel negative belief systems. Don't let the past dictate your future. Don't let the dream vampire suck the drive and vision out of you. The devil doesn't mind you denying the fruit if your sins are active at the root. Don't mix worldly principles with God-centered goals. Find out what your current situation does for you. There's a very simple agenda that all humans live by, which is maximize happiness and minimize suffering. Of course, there are different strategies that people employ to maximize their happiness. Unfortunately, all of them will not be successful or fruitful. Why? Because they're probably not godly. But if you call on Jesus and trust, your chances are more golden. Take one step at a time. Don't rush it. Delay is not a denial. God will provide your needs in his time. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Play a bigger game. You cannot learn or grow when you are constantly the biggest fish in the pond. Proverbs 27:17 simply and truly says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Have three sets of friends. Have one that learns from you, one set that learns with you, and a set that you learn from. This keeps everybody stretched, fresh, and teachable. Now imagine God thinking about your future. He desires us to have hope, a confident expectation of blessings and provisions in the days ahead. Hope causes us to walk forward into our future with faith and anticipation. Even though we don't know every detail concerning our future, God is trying to tell you something. And remember to make your goals SMART. It's so beautiful how God works, because a girlfriend of mine named Chris O'Neill posted something on her page, something similar to this, when I was researching and reading scriptures. And I said, my God, this is confirmation. God uses us in the most awesome ways to minister unto others. You know, Minister Robin mentioned social networking, post and spread the word of God on that site. It's the biggest arena. Use specific goals. Don't just say, I'm going to read the Bible. Say what chapters, notice I said an S, and verses you are going to read, and by what date. Make your goals measurable. Can you tangibly show that you met the goal? Find a Bible buddy, discuss what you read about, and help each other when each other falls short. Are your goals attainable? Bring about the word. I mean, bring world peace is a way too broad way of planning something. But if you say, I'm going to plan a neighborhood demonstration or a march for safety in my neighborhood, that is certainly attainable and realistic. And realistic goals, I'll never, ever, never, ever, ever, ever in my life sin again. Though that is a noble, honest, and gallant thought, it may not be realistic. But rather say, in the name of Jesus, guide my feet, Lord, and help me take my flesh to the cross every day. Remember, thoughts, actions, habits, doubt, and words can be displeasing to our Father and is considered sin. So no one is saying plan the sin. I'm not saying put it on your calendars, but what I am saying is be conscious. The word says in 1 John 2:1-2, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. That is Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Also, make sure your goals are timely. Set a date, not too soon, not too late, but time constraints will likely bring forth that change that you are looking for. Then use these suggestions as a guideline for setting Christ-centered goals. Set two spiritual goals for growing the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, because God is trying to tell you something. Set two physical goals. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service, Romans 12:1. Then set two mental goals, and do not be conformed to this quote, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12 and 2, because God is trying to tell you something. Set two social goals. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, Romans 12 and 10. Then set two stewardship goals. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's Luke 6:38. He created us to be great and never, ever lack in any areas in our lives. Come boldly and with expectancy and watch what God will do for you, because faith, God is trying to tell you something. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding in all of your ways. Acknowledge him, praise him, give him the glory and the honor, and never, ever, ever take any credit on your own. The last thing that we want to do is say, oh, I fulfilled this goal because I worked so hard and I did this and I did that. No, you were used through God to carry out that message, or you were used through God to create that agency to help mothers or children. You were used by God to build and serve in that church. You didn't do that. God did that. Give him his honor and praise. Give him the respect that he deserves. Let him know that I cherish you. I scream Hosanna in the highest praise for you, Father, Lord God. Whatever is given to me has been given to me through you, and I know that my commitment is to give back unto you, because God is trying to tell you something. So just to recap, saints, do not have limitations. Set a goal. Make sure your goals are smart. Make sure there's something that you can put your hands on and grasp. If you have to get a calendar, if you have to put it in your smartphone, whatever it is that you got to do, make sure you do it. And when you make your goals smart, make sure they're specific. Make sure they're measurable. Make sure they're attainable. Make sure they're realistic. And, again, make sure they're timely. You don't want to set yourself up for disappointment, and you don't want to set yourself up where you can say, see, God isn't moving on my behalf. No, God is definitely moving in your behalf. The issue is, are you doing what he asked you to do? Make sure that the goals that you're setting are spiritual. Make sure they're physically set. Make sure they're mentally set. Socially set, stewardship set, and make sure that you believe with all your heart that these goals will come to pass. If you take it to Jesus and you take it to the throne, I can assure you, saints, that your goals will be met. He will direct your path because God is now telling you something. But God, I thank you for this word that you've given to me. I thank you for decreasing me and increasing you. And I hope that this word was given to your children unhindered. I declare and decree that your word has been done. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. God bless you, Minister LaShawn. Powerful word. Amen. Well, 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 family, there's nothing else to add to that, but let's go back to our playback number if you would like to listen and hear it immediately following the call, and that is 712-432-1085, and use the same PIN code. Otherwise, it will be on our website. Minister Tammy, will you please come forward and seal this awesome call and that powerful word of God? Minister Tammy, are you there?
Amen. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Amen.
Good morning. Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, we thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Lord God, we praise your holy name this morning. Father, we thank you. I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we thank you this morning as we stand before your throne of grace. God, we thank you for choosing us. We didn't choose you, Lord. You choose us. You chose us for a time and for this season. And Father God, for that we are thankful. Lord, we are thankful for the word that came before us this morning from Minister LaShawn. Father, we just thank you that you put the blood of protection around her. Cover her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, as she goes out to be the minister that you called her to be. Father, we thank you that we can come before your throne and lift up our prayer requests on today. Father, we thank you for the victory with Sister Alcee this morning. We just believe you and thank you for the healing virtues that you've given to her. Father, she was successful in her surgery because you are the healer, Lord God. And we thank you now. Father, we thank you for Justin. Lord, we stand on the Psalms, Lord God, that states when the thief is exposed, he's got to give it back sevenfold. Now, Father, we stand calling, opening up heaven to you right now, commanding the blessings to be upon Justin, for every finance to be released in the name of Jesus. Father, we are thanking you for the finances for Andrea for her college, Lord God, for Aunt Mary, Lord God, for the facility that she needs to be at according to your needs, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, it is according to your agenda and your timetable. Hallelujah, all her needs shall be met in Jesus' name. Father, we call out the names of those that are sick to you on today, God. Father Weatherspoon, Lord God, you're a blood pressure regulator, Father God. You're a healer, God, and we know that you're faithful to do it, God. Hallelujah, we call out Effie May to you, Lord God. Linda and Willie, Father God, we call out Willie Marie and Lee and Sandra Scott, Father God, and Ernest. Cancer is a name. Stroke is a name. High blood pressure is a name. And they all must bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that your word says, Father God, that every sickness and illness does not come for death. But, Father, it comes to give you glory through the Son. And we pray in your Son Jesus' name now. Father God, we affect and enforce God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan. Father God, we decree that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. We affect and enforce right now. We declare and decree that they are healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease are far from them in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up to you Dr. Vanessa on today, God. She's your woman of God. You called her for a purpose, Lord, and we thank you for that, for her faithfulness, for her obedience, Father God. We ask you to strengthen her, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Dr. Vanessa right now. We cancel every attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We place truth to cover our loins and the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover our feet. Satan, you stand down now in the name of Jesus. We cover this call. We cover the prayer, Father God, in every prayer request in the precious blood of Jesus. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We have victory in every battle in Jesus' name. We call in every resource that is necessary for every person on this call, Father God. We call it in from the north, south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we shall press forward according to your will. In Jesus' precious name, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over Minister LaShawn, over Dr. Vanessa, over Minister Robin, Father God, and all of the TMC family. Lord God, we bless you. We bless your holy name. We give you all praise and honor to God on today. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for greeting the people and telling us don't have limits on God. Thank you, Minister Benita. God is faithful. The call was clear, and God is going to do a work in your life, sis. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for that powerful word of God. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for sealing this call. And to our TMC family, we thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even have this call. We thank you for your faithfulness. Join us on our campaign for one of our very own, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Go to her website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Sow a seed. Take the limits off God. When you bless his people, he is going to bless you. And we want you to go into the world, go out today with no limits on your king, and be that minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye for now.